Hierarchy of Needs, North Market. We grit our teeth and press our pastels to the page. The dust collects. We blow it over the balcony with our hot breath, puffing chalk clouds onto the crowd below. It is easy to disappear this way, moving in time to the slam of the till, the snap of paper bags opening to admit an apple's thump. Becky's sketch features melons heaped like sleeping puppies in their baskets, green onions bunched in cozy gossip. My produce stand is flashy bait for buyers, blobs of tempting color. I crave the greed of their grasp, hands that clutch what will rot in the fridge before teeth can break the skin. There is haste in the chase of my charcoal, substitution for touch, since it's impolite to pound a stranger's fat gut with the flat of your palm, uncouth to try on his sun visor, tickle a finger down his wife's neck. A pair of paunchy men approach, eager to rip into their styrofoam boxes, expose the glimmering innards of their lunch. They don't see the luxurious spread of our tools across the tabletop, our bags lumped on our chairs, our forearms shiny with graphite. "Are you using this table?" one demands. It's nothing to him, my last coin, my toothbrush, my firstborn, whatever. His nose can't smell in three dimensions. His tongue's got no imagination. How could he know how good this art would taste? Licorice and Italian sodas, anything his piggy eyes desire. "Tables are for eating," he mutters, as we refuse him our place. This man has never had sex or conversation at a table. Poker games are prohibited. Children must not pretend to be dogs under them. He won't strut down our makeshift catwalk, won't dive into this human stew, where our eyes feast in sharkular circles. So we'll render him from memory the dullest crayon.